Joe Biden so to sidelined by media, Ukraine crisis dominates Wednesday coverage. By Wendell Hasebo on March 2, 2022. The Ukraine crisis on Wednesday morning dominated the establishment media, sidelining President Joe Biden's State of the Union address designed to reassure the nation. "I want you to know that we are going to be okay," Biden said during the address. "We're going to be okay." But the New York Times, The Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal all published the horrors of the Ukraine war atop its front pages. Biden's attempt to reassure the nation during 40-year high inflation, fentanyl record deaths, spiking gas prices, and drooping wages was pushed down below the paper's folds or to the far right on the front pages. The Times ran the headline, "Russia batter key cities in wider attack, Biden seeks to rally world against Putin." WAPO published the title, "Strikes intensifies and the battle for Kiev awaits. Russia hammers civilian targets," the journal headlined. Among those pointing out the media's criticism of Biden's speech is the RNC's War Room Unit. Below is a list of clips they have highlighted. ABC News' Sarah Isker said Biden's speech was totally out of step with reality for where most Americans are. NBC News' Andrea Mitchell said Biden's strange moment at the end confused her. "Not quite sure what he means," she said about Biden's "go get 'em" phrase at the end of the speech. MSNBC's Chuck Todd said Americans wanted to hear more about the struggles Americans are facing during the State of the Union. CNN's Jake Tapper said Biden claimed that the nation was strong, but it doesn't feel strong. There's a lot of hurt people out there. NBC News' Richard Engel said the content of Biden's speech was empty. "The problem is you didn't hear a great deal of new information," he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.